I'm Michael Edward Miller for WTC. On Saturday, local middle and high school students will race cars they built at the inaugural Chattanooga Green Prix. WTC's Jordan Thompson has the story.
Over the past year, 8 area schools have been building and testing electric power race cars for a new event called Chattanooga Green Prix. One of those schools is the Chattanooga Girls Leadership Academy, and 40 students here are working on a car. This is Viviana Francisco.
First of all, we had to choose what material we wanted onto the car. And so we had to go with something light so that it wouldn't slow us down. And so we have some cardboard and we're covering it with duct tape. So like we were gonna get something like metal, but that would slow us down because it's too heavy. Right now we're deciding what design we want on it so far. So we're just adding the colors, like mainly with our school colors, like gray, blue, like teal and orange.
Do you think you see yourself doing this maybe when you get older?
Yeah, I see myself doing this because originally I do plan on going into engineering, and I'm deciding whether to go into mechanical or architectural. And right now I enjoyed building, so I'm planning into like going into like building cars because I like seeing cars. And then there are a few things like people like have said that what they would want in a car, and like probably someone like me can actually go into that business and then probably give some suggestions on like to make the product better.
Mm-hmm. What's the ultimate goal for this competition?
Basically, it's not really about winning. It's about seeing that our project actually worked and our teamwork was worth something. I like this experience, being able to work with everyone and hearing their opinions on what we should do. Because sometimes one person might not know how to connect certain wires or how to put on the brakes or the wheels, and then someone else might get the hang of doing it. So, for example, right here, like we have some braided wires, and then so none of us knew how to braid except for one of our friends, Elisa. So she was the one who braided it for us.
Joy Baker is guiding this class. She teaches chemistry and STEM projects at CGLA.
STEM projects are problem-based solving projects where traditionally we give them an overarching question and then they try to solve the problem and create a product. So this is a huge project that fits right in line with those things. As a teacher in an all-girls school, I love seeing the girls handle race cars, handle tools, you know, electrical, mechanical, wiring. These are huge aspects that maybe traditionally, because of their gender, they would not be able to participate in. And then at the end of it, the confidence, like they've literally put together a race car. It came in pieces, and it was just like a chassis in 3 pieces, and they've done all the bolting, all the wiring, everything. And I've just guided the process. I haven't actually built any aspect of the car.
How do you feel about being a witness to all this? How does that make you feel?
Amazing. Amazing. It's wonderful because right now we're in, if you will, some of the design aspects where previously we've been in more of like the mechanical or electrical aspects. And it's fun because each student here has their own niche. And where, you know, like Viviana has played a huge role in the mechanical aspects. Some of my other students who were more interested in the design aspects are now getting their moment to shine as a part of the team. So it's really enjoyable to see them all play their role.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. I mean, it's more than what I was doing when I was in school.
Me too.
I've never built a car.
And it's because I teach in a school that allows us to do projects like this. And we also have companies like Green Spaces who sees the importance of these projects and donate the kit to us and really made this project come to life and not just an intangible idea. It's wonderful.
Green Spaces is a nonprofit that promotes sustainable living in Chattanooga, and they're sponsoring Chattanooga Green Prix. Don Jowsett is the director of development.
Each year we host a Green School Summit, but last year at our Green School Summit, Huntsville Public Schools was our keynote speaker. They talked a lot about energy efficiency retrofits that they were doing in their schools. They also featured what it's called Green Power USA. And this is a program that has been running in Huntsville for quite a few years. They have teams from all over the United States come and compete in the electric power race car event there. They host multiple races throughout the year. And so we thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to have another location in the Southeast to host these types of events? And so we received grant funding to purchase some of the kit cars. We were able to recruit 8 local schools that have been building 9 electric power race cars. They study how they can make the car efficient and work properly and then align it so that it can go faster on race day.
Race day is Saturday, March 24th at Chattanooga State Community College. It's free and open to the public. Chattanooga schools will compete against each other, and the winning car will go on to race in Huntsville. For WUTC, I'm Jordan Thompson.
Okay.
And for more information about this weekend's Chattanooga Green Prix, you can check out their web page at greenspaceschattanooga.org.